VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State terrorist group has targeted a second mosque in eastern Syria in less than a week. It says the normally protected from attack religious building was used as an insurgent command and control center. Strike happened Monday, killing Islamic State fighters who were, quote, actively firing on coalition partner forces from the mosque, which was located in Azouza near the border with Iraq. The mosque targeted Monday was 2.5 kilometers away from a mosque that was struck last week. Pakistan and Russia have begun their annual joint military drills. They're working together to fight the growing threat from Islamic State terrorists in neighboring Afghanistan. NATO says one of its service members has been killed, two others wounded, in an attack in Herat province. The organization said initial reports indicate the attack was committed by a member of the Afghan security forces. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising to reveal details about the case of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a speech to Parliament on Tuesday. Associated Press correspondent Chris Torcha.
Khashoggi's fiancée has been placed under police protection, according to Turkish authorities. She was actually at the consulate on the day that Khashoggi disappeared. She did go with him, but she stayed outside. And otherwise, her social media presence has died off a little bit. She's keeping a pretty low profile right now.
Saudi Arabian officials say the country's de facto ruler, the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, spoke Monday by telephone to Khashoggi's son, expressing his condolences for his father's killing. Saudi Arabia now admits Khashoggi was killed inside its consulate in Istanbul earlier this month. This is VOA News. A caravan of thousands of migrants continues marching away from violence and poverty and toward the safety of the United States.
The government of Honduras won't help anybody, even if you're disabled. Just look at all these people here who haven't been able to find work.
On Twitter Monday, President Trump said the U.S., quote, will now begin cutting off or substantially reducing the amount of foreign aid given to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. He said they were, quote, not able to do the job of stopping migrants from leaving their countries and coming illegally to the United States. Hurricane Willa has strengthened to a Category 5 storm as it moves toward Mexico's Pacific coast with winds of 260 kilometers per hour. The storm is expected to strike Mazatlan, a popular beach resort. It has a population of about 500,000 and is home to a large number of American and Canadian expatriates. Australia's Prime Minister has apologized to all victims and survivors of institutional child sexual abuse. The apology follows a damning 5-year inquiry into abuse in churches, schools, and other public organizations. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said he's sorry for one of the most shameful chapters in Australian history. A royal commission, Australia's highest form of inquiry, found that tens of thousands of children had been abused over many decades in orphanages, churches, schools, and other institutions. Its report, published last year, said too often the victims were ignored and the perpetrators protected. Morrison told Parliament Monday that it was a national tragedy.
Officials in Taiwan have launched an investigation into what caused a train derailment Sunday that killed at least 18 people and injured 175. The train was carrying more than 360 passengers. It derailed on a popular coastal route as it traveled from a suburb of Taipei. Some passengers interviewed by news agencies said they felt the train was going too fast. All of the train's 8 cars derailed and 5 of them flipped over. The top story of the hour, the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State terrorists has attacked a second mosque in eastern Syria in less than a week. The U.S. military said it had closely monitored the buildings targeted Monday and struck, quote, when only fighters were present. It is unclear whether any civilians were killed in the attack. The coalition says the fighters' use of protected buildings to shield them from coalition strikes was an ongoing pattern seen in recent weeks. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.